This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Luke 4, beginning at verse 31. Then Jesus went down to Capernaum, a town in Galilee. And on the Sabbath, on Saturday, he began to teach the people. They were amazed at his teaching because his message had authority. In the synagogue, there was a man possessed by a demon, an evil spirit. He cried out at the top of his voice, and there's no way to duplicate this, you know, even if you try. Ha! What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are. He goes from the word us to I. I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Verse 35, be quiet, Jesus said sternly. Folks, that's putting it mildly. The literal Greek means be muzzled. May I just put it in plain English, what Jesus told the demon? Shut up! It's exactly what he said, shut up. Come out of him. And then the demon threw the man down before them all and came out without injuring him. And all the people were amazed and said to each other, what is this teaching? What's the deal? With power and authority, he gives orders to evil spirits and they come out. And the news about him spread throughout the surrounding area. In your marriage, you need the one who has all power and authority. And you know it. You got children, your children need the one in their life who has all power and authority. With your job, your career, you need the one who has all power and authority. Why would you have anything or anyone less than the one who has all power and authority in your life? I want to talk about demon possession here. I believe there was a frontal assault on the kingdom of God when Jesus was walking on this earth. People say, why is there so much demonic possession talked about in the New Testament? I think that's why. God became flesh and dwelt among us, John 1:14 says. So the Son of God is on earth, and I think Satan launched full frontal assault, and that's why the demonic activity was just rampant. It was all over the place. But then I got to thinking about that. What I've seen on TV this week, just in the ads, I'm not talking about watching the programs. Just watch the ads for programs about witchcraft and the occult. What do you call that? What spirit is behind that? When you see the murder and the mayhem and the television shows that glorify in an indirect way violence, they would say, oh, we don't glorify. Yes, they do. They tantalize people with violence, physical violence, sexual violence, and it's to seduce people into watching the program. It's all around us. So before we say, well, they had demonic problems back then, but we're okay now, that's a lie. We're influenced in our culture tremendously by the demonic. And I want you to notice the demon recognizes who Jesus was when you got people in your family who don't recognize who Jesus is. You got people in your extended family who don't acknowledge who Jesus is. And here you have a demon says, I know who you are, the Holy One of God. John Killinger was a professor at Vanderbilt years ago. He used to teach at Vanderbilt University. I don't even know if John's still alive. He was a great speaker and author years ago. He said the demons believed and trembled, yet they had no faith, no hope, no certainty, and no love. And yet they believed. The demons recognized who Jesus was perhaps better than any of the disciples. And then he says, I wonder if a demon today has more recognition and awareness and cognitive understanding of who Jesus is than people who live in the United States of America, possessed by their lives and what they're doing, have little recognition of who Jesus is. I think he's got a valid point.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.